Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greedy baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Doug loves movies.
All right, you win. You're the best crowd. Hey, everybody, my name's Doug, and I love movies. I feel like Scott Pilgrim in that scene where that kind of thing happens. Gets yelled at by a lot of people. Coming to you for the dozenth time from New York City, this time at a lovely venue called Irving Plaza on Monday. Save it for the end. June 2nd, 2014, Wolf of Wall Street, Fight Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead Men, Walking Tall, The President's Men, and Black Fisher, King Ralph, Dog Day Afternoon, Delight, Sleep Perfect, Murder by Death Wish 3, Amigo Ghost World. I have to look at it right after to check and see if I forgot, like at the end, maybe one more. Can I see your name tags, New York? Always, always a shit ton of name tags. Spuds McKenzie's been retired, and Paul has gone with a new, very complicated poster that I could barely begin to describe. There's what's-her-name, Jessica Alba from Sin City. What'd you change it to? Sin Craig? Craigie? That's really weird that it's such a sexy poster and then it says Sin Craigie on it. Cheech and Chung still smoking? Chung's your last name? First name? I thought I was making a joke. Well, thank you for coming, Chung. What's your last name? Ing. Chung Ing? That seems legit. Chef Ali, Judy instead of Rudy. All right. There's Life of Brian. Your name is Life. Perfect. Lauren Order, that's a TV program. and you put it on a small piece of Tupperware. What's inside? Is there a gluten-free treat in there? Not gluten-free? Then nobody wants it. But Graham Elwood's not here, so good luck, people who brought gluten-free shit. What are you cheering for? That's horrible. There's a guy with... Is that Jim Gaffigan? That girl with the Jim Gaffigan face on a stick? That is haunting to me. I don't know if I care for that. But thank you to everybody for bringing those signs and name tags. And our five guests tonight will get to decide. We've already narrowed it down by one. Throughout the monologue, I'm going to drop names of people who are not here. Jeff Garland couldn't make it, you guys. Mixed reaction, as I suspected. In case you guys didn't know, Doug Loves Movies returns to the Gramercy Theater here in New York City less than a month from now, within this month, on June 30th. Yeah, Monday, June 30th. And don't forget that the Super Tournament of Championships 2 is available for $2 in the comedy album section of iTunes and at douglovesmovies.com, where you can also find all of my tour dates to places like Bloomington, Indiana, Kansas City, Missouri, Philadelphia, Cincinnati, Oklahoma City, Austin, Texas. I gotta get a better booking agent. None of those are close to each other. Let's do a quick watch this, not that. Let me ask my friend Paul over there, who switched up and doesn't have the Spuds McKenzie anymore. What's a movie that you love? The Professional. The Professional. Okay. Super pervy choice. Chung Ing, what have you got? Slapshot, of course, you're wearing a hockey jersey. And your name sounds like noises you might hear out on the ice. You know, you've really got, you guys have outdone yourselves, because I do like both of those films. Gary Oldman with his crazy over-the-top performance as the murdering murder man in The Professional. A young Natalie Portman, everyone knew she'd be a star from that role. And of course, our good friend, the French actor. I was trying to show off how much I knew about this movie. It's directed by Luc Besson. Jean Reno. Yes, Jean Reno. good movie. Danny Aiello. And I hate the part where Mookie throws the trash can through his pizza store. Haha, pizza store. Slapshot, Hanson brothers, most incredible brothers, and maybe the Baldwins, but no, I like the Hanson brothers better. The original Hanson brothers, I should say. Some of the younger listeners might think, there's a hockey film with the Hanson brothers in it? I'm going to bop myself to that tonight. Very violent hockey film. Have you seen Goon? Goon is great too, right? I think I like every movie that takes place on an ice rink. I like all those girly movies about skating. Ice castles I love, yeah. Fucking Under Siege 2. Now what's happening? We're getting into dark territory. Just because Paul is always in the front row and I can ask him again next time, watch Slapshot, not The Professional. This has been Watch This, Not That, almost a tied edition. Almost a tie. The prize bag, of course, is just jammed full of so much shit that I think I just want to sort through it with the guests out here, except for one thing that's kind of a special thing that's in the bag. Last night we did a movie interruption out in Yonkers, and a dude on Twitter whose name is Gary_O. Yeah! Yeah. Very early adopter of Twitter to get that simple of a name, right? Okay, I'm not answer only when asked. But Gary's right here in the second row, so let's hear it for him because he brought Star Trek Into Darkness and Dark Knight Rises. Yes, for people who need to have the word dark in the title of their films. And then ultimately they turn out to be PG-13 and not that dark at all. Twilight 5 is darker than both of these movies put together. And also got a PG-13. There's a Gateway Doug in here. Gateway Doug 2 is coming out soon. There's a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. There's a Getting Doug with High mug, of course. I've been lugging those around the country. I just did another Star Wars Minute, and that'll be on sometime soon on their podcast, Star Wars Minute. So there's a sticker from that in there. And let me get my guests out here, because this is freaky what's happened. Every time I do these shows, usually over at the Gramercy, I have my pick of a lot of great New York comics and actors and sketch improvisers. And for some reason, this show turned out to be five of my friends from Los Angeles. But I figure you guys would be excited that you don't ever get to see them in action. So please give a big, warm welcome to Jay Chandrasekhar, Rory Scovel, Eddie Pepitone, Morgan Murphy, and Matt Bronger.
Hi, Doug.
That part's always fun for me to see who will talk first, and it's also a sign that we have an extremely docile panel. That the first person to speak was Jay, and all he said was, "Hi, Doug."
Doug, I have a bone to pick with you.
Oh, please bone it up.
About 10 days ago in Los Angeles, Doug had sent me an email and said, "Will you come down and do my show?" And I've done this show a couple times, so I'm like, "Oh, it's probably that show."
Yeah, we're doing it at 4:20 on a Wednesday just for the yeah. hell of it.
So I would go down to this place, and I go in. I'm just late, right? I get there just in time. He goes, "We're live. We got to go right now." I'm like, "Okay." And I'm the only guest. And I'm like, "What is this?" And he goes, "Oh, it's Getting Doug with High." And I'm like, okay, what is that exactly? And you're like, "Well, we're just going to smoke pot and then chat." And I said, "Okay, like on screen." He goes, "Yeah, on screen." I said, "Okay, we're going right now, okay." So we go, and...
Pretty good sport, eh?
Right? And
he went with it.
We smoke a lot of grass quickly, right? And I'm like, you know, then we go to a commercial. And I'm like, "So is this like everywhere?" And he goes, "Oh, don't worry about it. Only 2,500 people are going to see it. That's all that's watching." And I was like, "Oh, okay, that's cool, right?" We come back from the commercial, and we fucking go at it. And then we go to another commercial, and he goes, "Thanks for coming. Most people are too afraid of what it'll do to their careers." And I'm like... Like a new level of paranoia draped over my back. But I'm like, "Oh, don't worry about it. It's only 2,500 people are watching this fucking thing. No big deal." And I say that to him, and he goes, "Oh, actually, some more people download it later." So I checked this morning.
A lot more.
I checked this morning, and it was 78,000, Doug.
I told you, I said it might go up to as much as 100,000.
Well, that was comforting, wasn't it? That's more comforting.
Like I said, I really appreciate that you went through with it. And 78,000 people are, you
know... In the middle of the fucking show, someone comes in with a fucking contract and says, "Sign this." And you're like, "What is it? It says we didn't make you do this."
Wait. So, Jay, so he gave you the, "It might fuck up your career," and the contract in the middle of you being blasted.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's wait till he peaks.
Yeah.
Then give him the contract and the worry about the rest of his fucking life.
Absolutely.
But you did get there late and need to change your pants. So a little bit of it is on you. We would have had more time to chat if you didn't have a pants situation.
I had shorts on, right? And if it were a venue like this, people would be right up the shorts. I got a black dick gun.
Of you that you didn't know what kind of venue it would be. I swear when I ask people in the email, I don't just say, do you want to do my podcast? I usually say something like my weed podcast and maybe the name of it. You're a email skimmer, I think.
I might be.
Yeah, yeah. that second person to speak was our friend Matt Bronger, everybody.
Oh. Hey, gang.
Ew.
Rory, be nice.
All right.
What did you bring for the bag, Mr. Bronger?
I'm taping a new comedy special tomorrow and Wednesday at the Bell House in Brooklyn.
So am I. So is Eddie.
I am too.
We all are.
I am not at doing the same one because I'm going to go see Rocky.
So mine's at 8 o'clock, Eddie's at 10.
No, I'm at midnight, way. No, and yours Rory's at
2 a.m. More for me.
2 a.m.
I got the Rory's at 2, but
Jay's
I went
at
away.
5 a.m.
$39.99, you Doug's can see 8 hours all of them. Comedy.
Yeah.
So you get to get two VIP tickets from Matt for this taping. The taping is free, so we also are encouraging all of you to go tomorrow please. Night
but
or the next
But the VIP tickets,
night.
You can skip the line, and we'll hang out and all that good stuff. So, yay. Cool.
Mine cost $10.
Son of a bitch.
But that's... You'll see why.
Eddie Pepitone is here. First time on the show.
It's a first time for me.
Do you feel connected to
Rangers.
I bought a new shirt and everything. I was like, oh, what would go with the podcast? And I thought, oh, a Ranger jersey. I'm very topical, so... I've never seen them play, but I'm like, this should be great.
Eddie brought a poster for one of his many projects.
Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at the Bell House.
There you go.
And
poster
Wednesday.
For that show. That's yeah. pretty, you have your own specific poster.
You and then, really do have a show right after him.
Yep.
Yep. Do you two as well?
No, that
no.
was a lie.
Okay, good. I
we
don't.
Lied.
I don't.
And you brought a DVD? What can you tell us about this DVD, Eddie?
The movie made... Well, I don't know why that's funny. The documentary that was made about me called The Bitter Buddha, I didn't have a copy of that. I was eating at Mamoon's, the falafel place. Across the street was a Buddha place. I said, I'll get something Buddha related. And this was a movie about Tibet and the CIA's role in fucking with Tibet. This and I was on
circus.
Board. I was on board immediately because I fucking hate the CIA.
Whoa.
And I hope they're listening. There's going to be a revolution. It may not happen before the eco-catastrophe, but there certainly will be one.
I want to be the guy that the CIA listens to comedy podcasts.
I want to see a guy in a suit.
I just said the guy
really,
in the CIA.
Yeah, I just leave it up one guy.
Fuck, I just got off work. Fuck you, Eddie.
Eddie, when you laugh, are they concerned that a bird of prey has entered the building?
You know, I've gotten criticized for the laughter on podcasts. I had a guy who was like, I can't fucking take that shit. And it made me a little self-conscious for a while, but then I let out a great big laugh at the end of that concern.
And everybody ducked.
Everybody ducked. No, I love to laugh, Doug. I feel like it's a healing thing.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be plenty of laughs in this film that you brought for the winner tonight. And I defy or dare, whatever word you want to use, the winner to watch it and then let us know about it.
I would love to hear, yeah.
Tweet to us about what a great experience it was.
I mean, I hear it has undertones of Overboard.
Oh, with Kurt Russell.
And Goldie Hawn, yeah.
Yeah, wonderful. Wonderful film.
Don't ask me how, but that's what I hear.
I think the CIA threw her overboard.
Very good. Ooh. Very good. I do it for a living.
We're both at the Bell House tomorrow. Anyway, you've heard about that.
8 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
8 o'clock and 10 o'clock.
Switch off.
Double header, you guys. Go to both. In fact, run out the doors right now. Go get in line. Don't forget your name tags. Morgan Murphy is here, everybody.
Oh my God. What a gal.
What a gal.
What a guy.
She brought a great prize from back in the green room.
No, that's
room
not
back
mine.
There. What? Who's this?
That's Rory.
Oh,
sorry.
She brought a great prize from back in the green room over there.
I've been traveling. I don't have all my things on me.
She signed some kind, healthy grains.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, peanut butter whole grain clusters. Lost me at clusters.
You fought for ownership of that gift versus taking Rory's gift?
Well, Rory wanted... I'll tell the great story I have about Rory's gift when he gives it, because... Get ready.
Rory Scovel is here, everybody.
Yeah. Space Cowboys, Space Cowboys, Space Cowboys.
Drugstore Cowboy. Is that how we play? I'm sorry.
No, there's no game going on right now.
All right, sorry.
Oh. Yeah. Urban Cowboy.
There's, Jay, no game is going on right now.
Chocolate bar. Heads up.
Okay, that was kind of a game, and you are correct. Rory brought a chocolate bar from the green room.
That's right.
And there's somebody that we can maybe ask for some beverages. Does anybody... I would love a vodka and soda, maybe a...
I'll have one, too. And not just because he got one. I'm already drinking one, as you can see.
I'll also get one.
Is it because we got it?
I can't read. I'll get one. Whatever they get, that's what I'll get.
I'll have a whiskey on the rocks and a lady's glass, please. Thank you very much.
Can I have a virgin slow gin fizz? What? What?
And I'll do a virgin Long Island iced tea.
8 and 10, right there.
Is that doable, a virgin slow gin fizz?
She's saying maybe.
Just make him a Shirley Temple. Tastes the same.
Doug, I feel bad, by the way. You know, Rory gave a milk chocolate bar. He wanted to give a dark chocolate bar, and I saw that he was going to give it away, and I wouldn't let him, and I took it. So if the person who gets the milk chocolate bar would rather have a dark chocolate bar, I'll give up my dark chocolate bar.
All right, so if the winner's a lady, then the ladies seem to like that dark chocolate.
I don't know why I looked at Jay when I said that. I agree, Doug.
It's orgasmic.
I agree.
Just trying to move on to the fact that Jay brought a signed copy of the script for Beerfest. Is there any kind of... No, don't get too excited.
It's signed by Bronger.
I found it. I was trying out my signature. I didn't know what it was.
You wrote right over mine.
Is there, Jay, any Broken Lizard news that you can reveal, like, maybe for the first time here on this show?
The first time. Well,
like, what's next for Broken Lizard?
I mean,
is it a secret?
No. We're going to make Super Troopers 2, so...
Yay!
And, nice.
What do we, the Doug Loves Movies listeners, have to do to help?
Just admire my mustache when I grow it.
That's all we have to do?
Yeah, it's going to be, the movie's going to be bigger in general, but the mustaches will definitely be bigger.
Okay.
It's going to be happening.
All right. Was that the same announcement that you made the last time you were on my show?
It may well have been. I was high as a fruit bat, Doug. I don't remember.
I was hoping for some progress. Because people want their broken lizard news.
No, same old news from the last one.
All right. Rory Scovel is here.
Yep. Jay said I could be in the next Super Troopers, so that's a little bit of progress.
What do you think he would play?
I left that out.
What kind of role would Rory be good
for?
I don't know.
Maybe like a drifter?
Friend? Friend of a friend? No one really gets cast in that role. Friend of a friend. We have the neighbor.
They've got that covered. There's five guys already. They already have five guys. They've got that part covered.
No, but he's the friend of a friend. He's the guy you kind of refer to.
Yeah.
I think that guy, your buddy, can't he lend us his motorcycle? Yeah. He'll do that. Yep. That's you. You're the buddy.
You always have to add, you know, with a beard.
Yes.
Right. Kind of looks like a drifter.
I was born for this role.
Eddie Pepitone was in a couple of movies that I enjoyed, Old School.
Yes.
And he's in, of course, his own movie all about him called The Bitter Buddha.
I was all over that one.
Yeah, you're in that one a little bit more than Old School.
Yeah.
But then probably one of your smaller roles, I don't remember it, so I'd love you to tell us about it.
I know where you're going.
You think so? You were the postman in The Muppets?
Yes.
Wait, who was
the first reboot with James Bobbin as director, who got to know me and I got to know him, and we really like each other. And
why wasn't there a postman in Muppets Most Wanted?
Okay, let me. Oh, in the second one?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I really was disappointed that I wasn't called back. But here's what happened in the Muppets movie.
Sorry to bring that up. I was trying to joke around a little bit.
Is that the Bird of Prey laugh?
That was, that's part of it, is people might think there's a flock of them. The whole family just flew in here.
But I was in a dance sequence in the first, I'm not kidding, and I don't like that reaction because it, I feel like you
is
look at
me. Is there any chance you could recreate that choreography right now?
But this is a podcast. You want me to?
What song was it? Somebody's got to know that song. It's at the beginning of the movie, right?
Yes, it's the beginning.
And they're all
of the
singing
movie.
And they're all happy.
It's, it's about a little town. It's a little town. And
who knows the song? Anybody?
I'll sing a variation of it.
Okay, here we go. Rory's going to sing a variation of the...
But can I tell you the bit, and then you'll understand, is that I couldn't keep up with the other dancers. I was like the schlubby...
Oh, that's the gag.
That is the gag.
All right, I still want to see it.
Okay. Please get my slow gin fizz for me. Don't let this gag ruin that. Okay,
you,
ready?
You got it, Mr. Pepitone.
So here it is. Can you sing?
Yeah.
Rory sings.
Here's the town, it's super small. We all know each other, and the coffee barista has more of an attitude than you would predict. What's up, donut? Places called
Oh, there they are. They're way up ahead. They're way up ahead. Oh, I'm fucking exhausted. I'm basically like that. And can I say that? No, it doesn't deserve that. But can I say this? It was choreographed. Mickey Rooney was in that movie, and it was choreographed by Mickey Rooney's son. And he choreographed.
Tim Rooney.
Andy.
Oh,
Andy.
Whoops.
Andy Rooney.
Andy
yeah,
Rooney.
There you go. Come on, folks. These are the jokes.
Mara Rooney.
I was trying for that.
But here's the thing. James Bobbin, the director, called me in and said, I'm sorry.
That's not what he sounds like.
Sorry.
Well, he did.
Him.
Principal Rooney.
Sorry.
He was like, the bit, the pacing wasn't right. It just didn't fly. So they kept me in the movie as the voice of yelling out a couple of things. And so I get a credit for it, but you don't see my fucking face.
Do you remember one of the things you yelled out?
Yeah. They're gone! I don't know if you remember that. It was a big fucking moment.
How can we
in the opening
that?
Scene.
That was awesome.
So in Super Troopers...
That was after all the Muppets had left. I remember.
Super Troopers, friend of a friend. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about.
Yeah. That's what I'm aiming for.
But
can I add a little tidbit about Pepitone? It's not a funny story, but it's an insider info. He's the only person who was on two episodes... of Two Broke Girls, one of them where you only heard his voice yelling shit. What did you yell?
I was a hoarder behind newspapers.
Yeah.
Which I really enjoyed because I didn't have any wardrobe fittings. I was just behind newspapers.
And you got
I was yelling shit like, Mom, leave me alone! Like, my mother was also a hoarder across the way behind other shit.
I think that, that was your
mother. Did that get cut too?
No. Because you're the only, no one's ever done two.
No one's ever done... I've done the most Two Broke Girls. I should have that in my credits.
I mean, the girls have done more than...
Well, besides those two. Yeah.
That's just fun info.
That is good info.
Let's talk about movies for a second.
Oh.
Just for a minute. Starting with Jay, have you been to any since... I don't know if we talked about movies on Getting Doug with High, but...
I don't know.
Yeah, who knows what we talked about?
I don't know.
But you were charming.
Oh, thank you. I don't believe you, but thank you.
That's part of your charm.
Well, you really took it to Eddie for not being cut out of the movie there. You know, it's like that other guy who said he had a bad laugh, right? I mean, I'm careful with you. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, be very careful.
I am.
I will lash out.
Okay.
Anything that you do wrong, I'm going to be on it.
You know what I saw? I saw Neighbors.
Fuck that movie. I liked it. I liked it, but I'm trying to do a thing here.
That's how I react.
It's called Bad Neighbors over in the UK. I saw the billboards, Bad Neighbors. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah.
The first...
I have a 15-minute bit about it. Can I...
In the Philippines.
Yeah, go, please. My open. What kind of setup do you need, Morgan? Just
I think I
over.
Just stepped on it.
In the Philippines, it's just called Typhoon Haiku. They tailor them to their environments.
Eddie, haiku is Japanese.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, what was the name of the typhoon that destroyed the Philippines?
The remake of The Karate Kid, also Japanese, was set in China, so...
I don't get it.
Typhoon haiku!
Sorry about that, everybody. I'm a little pumped up about my special.
Yeah, Neighbors was pretty funny. It's a pretty good time.
I enjoyed it.
Good time at the movies.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. It was good fun.
It was a good time at the boobies.
Yeah, I thought it was a romp.
It's nothing like a painful booby scene.
They do have a painful boob scene.
Yeah.
The woman's in pain.
Yeah, her boobs hurt.
She's a mother.
Mm-hmm.
With milk in her boobs. I mean, how much should I explain?
Too much of it. Too much of it.
Yeah, too much.
No baby to
be
found.
It's good. I enjoyed it.
Rory, what have you seen lately? We saw Maleficent together. What did you think of that, first of all?
I did not like it. It's stupid. It's fucking dumb. And I hope everyone who likes it fucking dies.
Why did you only invite Rory to Maleficent?
It's my birthday.
Yeah, man.
I didn't know anyone else in Providence.
I was in Providence
that
night.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I was.
So we saw it in 2D, and I enjoyed it, and Rory was against it.
Can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
What a lot of people don't know about Doug is he is not afraid of taking free food handouts in the food court before going into the movie.
Wow.
He did a full 2 laps, and I followed him, and you know what? I wasn't hungry during the movie.
But most malls don't have a food court right outside the theater like that so many sample places. They're super into samples in
It's their fault for tempting you.
Yeah.
I learned something because Doug passed by the sushi place in the food court in the Providence, Rhode Island Mall, and I didn't notice that. And I took the sushi handout, and as soon as I ate it, I was like, why do they eat sushi in a mall in Providence, Rhode Island? Before seeing Angelina Jolie's best performance.
She's really good in it.
She's Maleficent.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was Maleficent in it.
Doug, did you like it?
I did, yeah. But I was sort of against it at the same time. Rory got to hear. I made jokes about it the whole time. But that's part of what I liked about it is that it's a good movie to make fun of. And once more people have seen it, I will have routines about shit that happened in that movie because it's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It's like Noah, but instead of fucking with the Bible, they fucked with a Disney movie that everybody knows. More people probably know the story of Sleeping Beauty than the story of the Bible.
No doubt.
Yeah, but the movie's well done, I think, you know, effects-wise and stuff, so I think it's going to be quite successful. It's already huge overseas. Next person.
Anyways.
It's me.
So whoever answered that question, wrong. Next.
Hi,
Morgan, what have you seen?
I'm very behind. Don't be mad. But I saw, I watched...
Singing in the Rain?
No, but...
This is making my blood boil. Just say what you saw. It better have been recent.
I watched...
You guys are going to latch
on
out.
On DVD, I watched Stoned with my mother. I watched The Butler.
No, good. I don't
First
think that's
of all,
good.
Lee Daniels, The Butler.
Yeah.
And secondly, that's nice. A weird movie, right?
It's a weird movie, but my mother uses time to tell you that my mother watched my dad getting Doug with High, and she's a big fan of yours now, and she loves you.
Was she high too during The Butler?
Yeah, I got her stoned.
Oh,
she's 65-year-old Jewish woman.
It made The
woman.
Butler good, so she thinks weed is awesome. The Butler's not bad. It's just very, it's a very episodic and strange.
My mom's not a good,
casting.
She takes naps during movies and takes like 5 bathroom breaks and then goes, that's pretty good. I liked it, but she'd see.
We should get
so
a
she's
Butler.
Probably taking a dump during John Cusack as Richard Milhouse Nixon.
Her mom likes The Butler and getting Doug with High. And you're trashing The Butler.
Yeah, well, I think both productions could use a little work. They were probably high making The Butler also. Get your shit together, Hollywood. I was sort of saying that I liked it. It's just crazy. I mean, Lee Daniels
movies...
Are
you checking your email right now?
Trying to run a show by myself, Jay.
I see, okay.
This is a one-man show.
I mean, fuck, man.
Except for the great crew here at the Irving Plaza, who always do a great job this one time that I've been here. What have you seen, Eddie? Have you been to the movies?
I saw the CIA...
There's no reason to yell.
I'm just trying to get my energy up. I've been told that by my psychiatrist. I just saw the CIA's involvement in the death of Bozo the Clown. No, I'm kidding. I saw Godzilla. Which was good for the... I would say it was okay for the first 40 minutes, and then it just became hilarious. And I like that movie, too, just to make fun of it. I just come up with lots and lots of bits. And the best bit I came up with
sure,
for the movie?
Sure, this is a perfect place for it on a comedy podcast about movies.
I love your encouragement.
You just saw one within the last week.
I did.
I can't believe the timing of this. I'm so grateful.
I like it that at the end... At the end of the laugh,
Eddie, please.
The bird either attacks something, finds something it's happy about, or is just mildly surprised.
Well, the hilarious part of Godzilla
3D.
Is...
Did you see it in 3D?
I saw it in 3D.
That's how I saw The Butler.
Oh, your mom just moved the TV closer to you. Backed it away.
Put the glasses
on her way to the bathroom.
Head.
She had to move the TV a little closer to you. You were high. Go ahead, Eddie. Well, your Godzilla bit.
The hilarious part of Godzilla is just like the courage that these people show in the face of a monster that is so fucking huge. I mean, it is just so fucking huge, and the 3D effect, you really get, that feeling of how fucking big this thing is, but still you have actors going, I'm gonna get that motherfucker. But my bit was a cop. Like, Godzilla gets captured, and he gets tied down, and a cop is just interrogating him with a cup of coffee, and he's just walking back and forth going, so, Godzilla... We got pretty good information. You destroyed the city today. For instance, this guy on the bottom of your right foot. And then he denies
it. And then his lawyer's like, allegedly.
His lawyer denies it, and Godzilla denies it. And I'm like, come on, God. And I'm like, you got pieces of the Empire State Building on your chest. And he's like, somebody threw that at me. Like, shit like that.
What? Why don't you take a look at this videotape? And then you show Godzilla. Yeah.
I want to get it.
And he's like, that's not me.
That's not me.
That's not me.
I don't know who that is.
My client needs to make a phone call to Japan.
Yeah, and then I'm on the intercom going, get Godzilla 300,000 gallons of salt water, Margaret. Like, instead of a cup of coffee, he asked for 300,000 gallons of salt water.
And Margaret
to Margaret.
Okay.
Just do it.
I'll do it. We're yelling. I'll get it.
And then the cop.
It's your big lizard. I'll get the lizard in salt water.
Matt, I'm sorry we're out of time.
Okay. Guys, take it easy. Thanks.
I hope you haven't been to the movies. No, have you seen anything?
Yeah, I saw Chef last week.
I saw it today.
Yeah, I like that movie.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, no, I had a food boner the whole time. It was crazy. I mean, I was hungry. What do you guys say?
You had a boner covered in
food.
You
were hungry for boners?
Aren't we all? They're so thick and rich.
Yeah. Hashtag yes, all men.
Yes, all men.
Just trying to draw attention to an important subject, not making fun of it.
The best of both worlds for you, huh?
It really is, yeah.
It was awesome. I really liked it a lot.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
After a while, though, it's just a guy cooking.
Yeah, I mean, there isn't much in the way of plot, really.
Matt, do you have a scene where you interrogate the chef like Eddie?
As Eddie?
I mean, it's just like Beer Fest. After a while, it's just drinking. I said that because he was already starting to criticize me for, or not criticize, but disagree about Chef.
Oh, that's the same thing?
What?
Criticizing you and disagreeing is the same thing?
I think that's why I changed words. Because they're different. But
you've lost credibility, though.
Yeah, but no, but you were going to say you were going to disagree with me.
How would you know what I was going
to
say?
But I was joking around. You were going to say that it's not fair to say that movie was just a guy cooking.
Well,
It is more involved than that, but it is a lot of a guy cooking.
Yeah, he cooks a lot. It's called Chef.
He cooks a lot.
Yeah, it's like Godzilla. You know what you're getting.
But do you see how differently we get along when we're doing a show where we can't smoke weed on stage?
Right.
Yeah, just backstage
We would not argue.
Massive difference.
You rat. You fucking rat.
Oh, come on. I'm sure no one knew.
You're right, Doug. Nobody knew.
Nice cameo at the end of The Departed.
Wow. Off-screen cameo, no less.
It's not sinking.
No, a rat runs across a thing and
Oh, right. I saw the fucking
that's
movie.
That's why they seem to enjoy that, right?
Are you calling me dead Matt Damon?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm like,
I was so off.
It was a reincarnation shit?
Yeah.
That was something from Kundun, which I thought was the origin story of the Law and Order series. Theme.
I remember seeing the trailer to Kundun and laughing.
No, at which part?
I just thought it was preposterously silly for somebody who was as stoned as I was to think they want to see Kundun. And I never saw it as a result. Is it good?
I never saw it.
Oh.
I didn't believe it was a Scorsese picture in a round of Last Man Standing, which reminds me. I tried to say which reminds me, but I went with which reminds me.
I got it.
Let the games begin.
Seven characters.
I enjoyed that film about Tibet, Eddie. Very funny. Let's see your name tags, you guys. There they are. There's a big pretzel
Holy
out there.
Shit.
Is your name Pretzel? There's a speech. Oh, it's a written out, it's a build a title. But anyway, everyone on stage, go select a name tag that you'd like to play for. If you have to have them pass it forward or something, there might be some in the balcony. Are there any in the balcony? And while they do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. And we're back. Who are you playing for, Jay? Don't read the shithead on the back.
Don't read the shithead. Thank you. Dennis Potvin. Boo. Potvin sucks. He wrote something else.
Did you think I was kidding when I said don't read the shithead?
No, he wrote something else.
Don't read that either.
The parentheses?
You're just supposed to tell me what the name of the person is on the front of the name tag. I know.
I've been on your show a couple times.
Yeah, and this happened. This might probably happen
probably
every time.
Probably did. It probably did. He said, "Let's go Rangers." Is that not something I'm supposed to tell you?
Say whatever you want to say. This is a free country. Not like where.
Did I hugely
where,
fuck
not
up?
Like wherever the Rangers play. I'm just kidding. Just say who you're playing for.
Dennis?
It's on the front part. That's the name tag part.
I did do this last time. Cheech and Chung.
Yeah, our friend Chung Ng is being played for. Did I pronounce that right? Okay. People were laughing like, let's get over it, you guys. His name is Chung Ng. Who you playing for, Rory?
I'm playing for Life of Brian with a Y. The end.
Oh, that was so succinct. Who's next, Morgan?
I'm embarrassed how quickly you did that.
Do I say now?
Morgan, do it now.
I'm playing for Rob.
So unfunny.
And it's just on a little basketball. He just wrote his name on there. I like it.
I like probably the idea that he didn't know what the show was. He came in, just played a little basketball with his kid, wrote his name on the ball.
Oh, I thought he wanted it like at a county fair, because who would actually play basketball with that?
I could play.
Oh, look at her go. All right, who are you playing for, Eddie?
Is this intimidating?
I'm playing for Full Metal Jackie. Every day you get our best.
Matt, who are you playing for? I'm playing for Chef Ali, or is it Ali? Ali, Chef Ali. Chef Ali. Tried to Ali. Give you a little Middle Eastern
Muhammad
flavor there,
you know? Ali.
Hey.
I don't know why you went Ali. That's strange.
Because
I hope the CIA
Tatiana
is.
There was a boxer.
Ali.
Eddie, we'll talk after the show.
What?
Okay.
Oh, we so still anyway,
keep talking.
I think Rob was the friend that Tom Hanks and Castaway just didn't get along with till he met Spalding.
The neighbor.
Like, this
the
guy's
neighbor?
All right.
Oh, Rob's yeah. like, oh, fuck him, man. I don't need to hang out Shit. With anybody. I'll hang out by myself, man.
Stabbing fish all day. I'm a basketball.
What's the name of that?
This makes me feel huge.
Is that a Nike swoosh? So he
it's
would
a
yell,
swoosh.
Nike! Nike! Instead of Wilson.
I'm sorry!
Yeah, Wilson.
Nike!
I called the ball Spalding just now. It's Wilson. I should leave. I should leave
Stay.
Right now.
Stay, Matt.
You know what?
Stay.
Oh, it's yeah, so funny. I'll like think of like something funny with. To say about something someone said, and then 18 things happen. While I just sit here going, man, I'd still like to say that joke I thought of.
Marijuana.
And as it gets further and further away, no, I don't interrupt people, but as it gets further and further away from my initial thought, I'm like, well, it's going to be less, it's not going to work as well.
I feel exactly the same as you do.
Me too, but go for it. What is the thing?
Can we
I don't even remember
it?
What the thing
not
was.
Sure. That's not good.
Marijuana.
Matt Bronger, I heard through the grapevine that you will come on Getting Dug with High and get high on camera.
Yeah, I'll do it.
And I've
yeah.
And I've never.
I am more terrified of doing it than anything I've done in a little while. But you know, fuck it. That's what you do in life. You know what I mean? If it scares you enough,
good
then you're
for
not
you.
Gonna,
good
you're not
for
doing,
you.
You're not giving yourself like a Prince Albert or something. Yeah. Like just whatever. You know.
Take the leap.
It's a dick piercing. Is what that is. So
thank you.
Just so you know.
I thought it was that thing about the tobacco in a can.
No. he made fine tobacco and great dick piercing things, too.
It is like a dick piercing. It is like a dick piercing.
Yeah, the 15th, Doug, we're doing it, right?
Yeah, I just discarded a couple of jokes. There was nowhere to get them in. What are we doing?
A dick piercing on the 15th.
No, that can't
Jay
be true.
Jay nailed it.
That can't be true.
Morgan's doing all of us up here.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it with a needle and some tender loving.
Great, just heat it up first so it's sterile.
Where do you pierce the dick? Where does it go?
On the underside.
What do you mean?
Oh, like, it's not right through the head?
No, Eddie.
I'm not gonna do it then. I was down for it if it was right through the head.
You want like a wiener crucifixion?
Yes. Yes.
I've got a question. Where do you pierce, Morgan? Let's play some games.
The bird found something it liked.
It might just be hungry. Let's play Last Man Stanton.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, oh no?
I get afraid of games. I'm not good at them.
Oh, all right. Well, if you would like to recuse yourself for the rest of the program.
Program.
I mean, for the entirety of the presentation.
Thank you.
You could do that, but...
No, I want to play. I just all right, I like then, to start off by...
Then you get to go first.
I think I mean, I'm afraid I'm going to lose to her.
That's how it works. It's called reverse psychology.
I know. She's just working us with this I don't like to play games routine.
Yeah. Wait till you find out. I really don't know anything about anything.
I'm still afraid you're going to beat me.
I'm a game player, my friend.
Well, touche.
In relationships.
You sort of do need to win, Jay, because...
I'm going
to
win.
You've already blown the shithead, so...
I remember that part now.
So we'll start with Morgan.
What do I do?
I'll tell you in a second.
Okay.
Settle down.
Sorry.
Holy shit.
let me put down this ball because I keep wanting to.
Yeah, you really want to just run around and.
I don't know
why. Half court it.
Yeah.
All right, so Morgan's going to go first, then we're going to go to Rory, and then to Jay, and then to me, because I like to play along in this game. And then Matt, and then Eddie.
Wow.
And, yeah. it's going to be amazing. Paul, listener to the show, front row of every... have you been to every Gramercy show? You missed one, and then you were here for this, and you're going to go to the next Gramercy show? All right. And have I done this before? Have I let you pick the name? All right, let's do it. Who would you like us to play Last Man Stanton with?
Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen. Wow, interesting choice. I love it. So we're going to start with Morgan, and the idea is we just have to name Charlie Sheen movies.
I got this.
Anything that he's been in. Ooh. In order. You can't think of one, you're out. And...
Is that your thinking pose? That's what it looks like when you think?
No, this is where I try to sell it like I am thinking so I can be on future episodes.
I'm not...
I was just copying you so it looked like I was thinking. I saw what you were...
Oh, I'm worse.
You're trying to sell it to me, the guy that... I don't know what you're doing over there.
I do think better looking down.
Okay, do whatever you got to do. The audience here is fine with that.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, just to witness the weirdness. Morgan?
Yes.
What's a movie that has... And the audience, please don't try to help us. It's just between us up here on stage. Just name a movie, even though it's going to drive you crazy. Morgan, name a movie that has Charlie Sheen in it.
Major League.
That is correct.
Thank you.
And it also brings up more questions than it answers. Right, Rory? What are you going to say?
Wall Street.
Yes.
Fuck.
That's another one that makes me wonder about another thing.
You know that that Vietnam movie?
I will not stand for this.
Well,
are you really having trouble remembering the name of it?
Let's talk it through.
Oliver Stone film.
One of my favorite movies.
Oh my God! And you can't think of the title right now. You hit that apple hard backstage. A guy yelled it out.
I know.
You egged him into yelling it out. And did you hear it?
Yes, Clute.
That's right. He was in Clue.
No.
He was in Clue too. Clute.
No, he said. I think he said Dune. Rory. Dune.
He was a big worm.
It's like The Unforgiven.
It's maybe like that, sure, but probably not.
Vietnam.
It's probably different.
No, that's the title.
Not that.
That's definitely the title.
Like that.
But you really can't just shift to another Charlie Sheen movie?
I admit not to being very good at this game. that's why you're going to beat me. You've already got me. Okay, so... another Charlie Sheen movie where he's the star, not the director, right?
Yes.
I believe
Emilio has directed a few, but I don't
know
if Charlie has.
Are you accusing me of killing time?
No. I'm having a delightful conversation.
Oh, Wall Street 2.
He was in it briefly, right?
Okay. Yeah.
That was why I said the questions were raised.
Full title.
Oh, full fucking title.
Nice.
Good luck, buddy.
Nice. I always get pulled. I got it. He says he's got it.
Wall Street 2, still streeting.
All right. So Jay is out.
Wow.
And I'm going to say Wall Street 2, Money Never Sleeps.
That's a good one, too.
Oh. Matt, what do you got?
Hot Shots.
Yes. That's another one that raises questions.
I want to see Still Streetin' so bad.
Still Streetin'.
Eddie, what do you got?
Hot Shots Part 2.
Yes.
Hello, sweet victory.
Morgan?
Or that Vietnam one everybody knows, apparently.
Two and a Half Men, the movie. Wait, was he in Major League 2? Major League 2! I saw that at the City Walk by myself. My mom kicked me out of the house.
So
go
sad.
Rory.
So sad.
No, but what's the full title?
Major League 2, Fuck You, Jay.
I wish that was the full title.
Wait, like burning.
Does it even have a subtitle?
I don't know.
I think it's just called
Throwing Heat, I believe.
No. I think it's baseball with a mohawk.
No, it's.
I think it's
Major League. You're right. Major League 2, fast ballin'.
That could be it. That could be it.
Street. I think it was Major League 2. Yeah, we made that.
Yeah, it could be that.
Major League 2, what you gonna do?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Like, it could be more angry version.
Depending on where you place the emphasis
so
on the
U. So we decided that I'm accepting that?
Yeah. Okay.
What about Wall Street 2 Still Straighten?
Did not accept that, as it turns out.
You didn't even ask them.
They would have my back on that. Even though it was funny.
You're afraid.
Some of them will go with you because it's funny.
Oh, I see. You're the judge.
Which is how my entire career works.
All right, go ahead. Carry on with your game.
Crazy game. Are we on Rory?
Platoon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So
That's
sweet.
It. That's it.
I'm going to go with being John Malkovich.
He was in that?
Yeah, what? As himself.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, still in it, Jay. Settle down.
All right.
Turn off his mic till the end of this game. When you're out, your mic goes out. That's like the worst thing that could happen. Matt?
I will see your being John and raise your breakfast club.
He's in the police station.
That's
I fucked
that's
it up.
That's not breakfast club. Don't say what it is.
No!
Don't say what it is. Don't say what it is.
I'm not going to say what it is.
Matt,
but I'll take
out.
The bullet.
Do not say it.
You're right.
Do not say it.
You saw me fail horrifically.
Do not say it.
I will own it.
Matt
You're
is
goddamn
out.
Right. I'm
Matt
out.
Matt is out. We go
I'm
to,
out.
We go to Eddie.
And I'm still going to talk.
Eddie.
Guys, seriously.
Eddie.
Whatever happened to Gilbert Grape?
Okay, so Eddie's out. Morgan.
Oh, really thinning out here.
Just fell on your sword. I love it.
Morgan.
Tell
Morgan.
Me that wasn't
Come
a
on,
great
Morgan.
Fucking guess.
Morgan, it's been teed up. Just say it.
Platoon 2.
Morgan's out. Rory.
No, wait.
Say it. That was a joke?
It was a joke.
You got to say it's a joke first.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know.
Mine was a joke.
Oh, mine was a joke, too. I was joking.
It's a joke.
It was a similar 80s movie.
That's my point.
I was talking about.
What was he in? Adventures in Babysitting or something like that?
Inventors of Babysitting?
That hasn't come out yet.
I can't remember.
That's the new Transformers.
That's the perviest movie ever.
Doug, this is
Yes, Jay.
This is a joke.
Okay.
I thought he was in Adventures in Babysitting 2.
The sequel?
No, that was the joke.
Oh. Rory, what do you got for Charlie Sheen? I can't believe you guys are making it this easy on
Ferris me. Bueller's Day Off.
That's correct.
There it is.
That's what I
You're missed. Welcome, Roar.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Oh, thank
Nicely
you. Thank
done.
You. What's the full title?
I'll go with... So many.
The Reckoning.
I'm going to say Lucas.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. Turns out I'm right. Rory, what do you got?
Minute Work.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. That's
mm-hmm.
what I was thinking.
How did I not know
of.
All these? I know these movies. Mm-hmm. I'm my mother.
Are we still playing?
I'm my mother.
What's that?
Is it still going on?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's down to me and Rory.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I know one.
I bet you do. The Chase.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Money Talks.
Oh. You know what bullshit does? 3 for the Road.
Are you looking at a list?
No, I'm writing down the answers. I'm writing them down as we say them, so if somebody repeats one, I'll know.
What did you say?
Convenient.
3 for the Road?
3 for the Road. Very yeah, popular.
Still, if I'm writing things down, it's from my head.
True, but you have paper over there. That's all
true.
I'm saying.
Does,
Can we confirm 3 for the Road?
Yeah, that was a
yeah.
movie.
Was 2 for the Road or 1 for the Road prequels to that? Can we confirm that?
That was with Pesci and Lou Diamond Phillips. 3 for the Road. He was the third.
I'm. This is going to be wrong, but I'm out of options, so I'm just going to put it out there.
So excited.
Did he have any appearance in Young Guns?
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
Yes.
He was in the first Young Guns?
You
yes,
sure?
He played Timothy Young.
The notoriously stupid cowboy.
I thought he was good in Young Guns, by the way.
Very young.
Fair
very
enough.
Young. Very young.
Could I get a vodka soda?
Oh, and could I get a whiskey on the
I'll
rocks?
I'll take another one. Just another round, please. Female cup. Could. She's very nice. She'll hook us up.
Thank you.
Remembers what everybody was
I'm
having.
I'm still good.
Virgin Lime Ricky. I love lime juice lately. Don't kid yourself. It's terrific. It's a real wake-your-upper.
I can't think of another Charlie Sheen movie because I'm having trouble thinking of movies that have a lot of whispering.
Was he in a Woody Allen movie?
A lot of lack of effort. Don't help me, Eddie.
I'm sorry. I'm sure I'm not.
Yeah, because he wasn't in a Woody Allen movie. Ah.
Or was he?
But he was.
Oh, I know one.
And
you can't jump in now.
I know, but it's so
it's
exciting
too late.
Just to
I know.
Know something.
Isn't it fun?
I claim to know one as well.
Oh, yeah. Everybody.
I don't, though.
Everybody in the audience knows one. Everyone that will listen to this will know one. Some
I just
will tweet to me like I'm supposed to be impressed that they knew one. But I am afraid that I cannot think.
Make a wild guess.
Oh, just maybe something he might have been in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's
maybe.
What I did.
I just want to be right so bad. I just want to pull one fucking out of nowhere. Don't shush.
Who is that stupid?
All right, so Navy SEALs is off the table.
You guys, maybe that was a guy
I'll
who's in
the
Navy
I'll yell out the
SEALs.
Answer. That'll
I'm
resolve
proud.
The
wait,
issue.
Wait. You guys, I don't think he was in Baby SEALs.
That
baby,
movie's
adorable.
Baby.
My God. Emilio was. So cute.
Very pretty. Very pretty.
Machete!
Machete.
Two. Machete kills. I fucked it up.
Full title, man.
Said Machete Kills, right?
Machete Kills.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I fucked it up, so we'll call this one a draw, unless you have another one.
Oh, we're going to call it a draw?
Do you have another one?
Oh, when wait, you wait. Fuck up, it's called a draw?
Do you have another one? Do you have another one?
I'm going to throw this
sir,
out there.
Do you have another one,
I
sir?
Don't know if this is another one, but I hope it is.
All right, you win.
I hope.
You win if it is. You win if it is.
I really don't have another one, so I'm just going to throw this out there. Is there any chance he had like a cameo or something in like Scary Movie 2?
Yes!
Yes.
I don't know
yes.
if that's right.
Yes, yes, yes.
Nailed
yes.
it.
Yes. Yes. yes, yes. To which I say, Scary Movie 5, your
Whoa.
Turn.
Okay, so now that it's not a draw, we're counting Machete? Okay, I didn't know that we would count Machete.
It's true, you do deserve a lot for a wild, scary movie guess. And
thank
I didn't
you.
Even try to verify if he was in
I
two
went
or
two.
Not.
Was he in two?
Was he in two?
Yes.
He was in five for sure.
Yes, as
and
well.
Four
oh,
and
you know
three.
What? I think I'll actually go Scary Movie 3, though.
I'll go Scary Movie 4, your
What's
turn.
What's he in for?
He was in 2, 3, 4, and 5, your
what
turn.
What is happening in his career? Why is he in all of them?
It's just one.
Get out of the game.
It's just one scene,
None
dude.
Of them are good.
Relax. It's
None
just,
of them are good.
He's in them briefly, usually with Lindsay Lohan.
I can't. The turn of events here has really baffled me.
What?
Another Charlie Sheen movie. I know. I can't remember the fucking title, but I know there's like this 80s.
Here we
movie.
Go. Because
no
I just thought of
there.
Another one.
To fuck you. No, thank you very much. That means I have to think of two.
You will eventually, yes. But just think of one for now.
You already said The Chase.
I did.
He claims to know one. He's full of shit. Like I was.
It seems like he would have had a cameo in License to Drive.
Yes.
No, he
yes.
did not. Settle yes. down, Jay. Settle
no.
down.
I meant Machete 2. Machete Kills. Has that been used as a get me out of jail
not,
free card?
Not correctly, it hasn't.
He was very briefly in Showa. I know that.
I think he was the gimp in Pulp Fiction. No one knows that. No one.
Such a tremendous
his favorite role.
The Titanic.
No.
The Titanic.
That was Billy Zane.
Gilbert Great Part 2, my friend.
The Titanic.
Another one that I thought of is The Wraith. The Wraith, yeah. So here's the part where we throw it out to the audience. What did we miss?
Three Musketeers. I was going to say Grapes
Eight Men Out. Eight Men Out is a great one.
Oh, Eight Men Out. Eight Men Out is a great one. Sheila Joe Jackson from Greenville, South Carolina.
The Outsiders.
Now you
what?
Come with it.
Was he in that?
Yeah, no.
I don't think he was in The Outsiders.
He was in The Outsiders.
He was?
Yeah.
As an outsider?
All the hotties were.
He wasn't.
He
in
was
the
an outsider.
He wasn't. Which
he
one,
was.
Which
he
one was.
Was
he?
He was outsider number 5.
Nah, he was the guy in the Letterman jacket that wasn't a greaser that looked at him and went, "You guys are a bunch of outsiders."
The movie.
He was in The Outsiders. I'm just seeing who's a true
stand-up. He was not in The Outsiders.
Like, Rory's got a stand, Eddie's got a stand.
He was in The Outsiders.
That one, that he's not.
He was in The Outsiders.
Tom Cruise, Rob Lowe, Patrick Swayze, Emilio Estevez, his brother was in it.
Ralph Macchio.
His brother was in it.
Charlie was in it.
No, he wasn't.
Well, either way, that's my answer. I win.
Oh, also, he was in Martin Sheen's dick in Apocalypse Now.
Wow. Ah,
shit.
How are you going to compete with that? He was inside his balls at that
dick
point.
Dick or balls? I'd say balls.
Ooh,
I think he was already alive in Apocalypse Now.
He had moved on to the dick by then.
Yeah. Well, that was an exhausting Last Man Stanton. I appreciate everybody's patience and endurance. But that means we still are going to start with Morgan.
For what?
The Leonard Maltin game.
Yeah. Oh, man. You
this
got
son
fucked.
Of a bitch game.
You got fucked.
After that nightmare, we're going to proceed to something harder.
What do I do?
Let me ask Eddie a quick question. You pretty confident on the rules of the Leonard Maltin game?
I think so.
Okay, so we'll start with Morgan, and then we'll go to you.
Okay.
And she gets to pick the first category. And
what?
Pulling my phone out's a pretty good idea. What's Rory snacking on?
You know, Doug, okay. That's a great question. Whenever I'm hungry at home...
Hold on, here you
I
go.
I like to grab Tate's. You know, if
best
you happen to be in the Hamptons on Eastern Long Island, New York, and you stroll around the charming village of Southampton, as you all often do, you'll see a cozy colonial-era building framed in flowers that seems to attract people like bees to a hive. It's Tate's Bake Shop. The fairy tale is culmination of a dream that got started when 11-year-old Kathleen King began baking cookies to sell at her family's farm stand not far out of town.
I can't believe you have that whole thing memorized. Yeah. That's
well,
just a monologue
I'm
you
a
had?
Fan of the product.
Wow.
And by the way,
they're the best cookies, and also they're gluten-free or maybe possibly better than they're non-gluten-free. That's all I have to say. But also I have to say...
Hey, Morgan, remember that time over at the Gramercy Theater when I threw you off the stage for being too drunk?
Did you?
I think so, yeah. I think that happened.
No, I've never been thrown off a stage.
I asked you to leave. I didn't physically throw you.
I thought that's because I was too much fun.
Wait, did she go when you asked her to leave?
She might have been TMF that day.
No, everybody was annihilated.
She was suffering from TMF. Too much fun. But you get to pick a category, Morgan.
What do I do?
You pick a category. I'll keep talking, and then you will select something from what I've said.
Okay.
I think you've got it.
Got it.
Look Who's Walking Now. That's movies where people come back from the dead.
Okay.
Greg Bernhardt on Twitter suggested Benjamin Unbuttons, and that's movies where Brad Pitt is shirtless. And @M_Bonson suggested Look at the Flowers. And that's a movie where a child is killed. Oh. Wow, very Walking Dead theme tonight.
Carl!
Randomly. Where's Carl?
I like that. So I love dead kids. Let's play.
Well, Morgan gets to choose, though, Rory.
I'm going to pick the ones where Brad Pitt's shirtless.
Of course you would.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Not dead kids?
Well, I get
everyone on the panel knows about dead kids.
Yeah.
But most of us aren't paying attention to Brad Pitt's shirt.
I woo during both. Go ahead.
Three stars from Leonard for this movie from the year is 1991.
Uh-oh.
He says this movie is Oscar winning.
Yeah.
And he also says that the script gives this movie a lot of juice.
Jews?
The script is full of Jews.
I love it.
Yeah, no, it gives it a lot of juice.
Yeah.
And he lists...
Thelma and Lois.
He lists...
Is that the one with a lot of
juice? Nine names. Nine names. How many names do you think you can get it in? Reading from the bottom up. You know how this works.
Three names.
Oh, wow.
That's a little...
Cut a lot off of there. What do you think of that, Eddie? Do you want a bit less, or do you want to...
I think she should name that movie.
Okay. She gets three names.
Why did I say that?
Inappropriate.
Those three names. I don't know why you said it. The three names...
Rory, that's your move. Come on.
It's a way to, you know, it's a way to welcome Eddie to the game by giving him a point.
Thank you.
Your three names, Morgan, are Lucinda Jenny, Timothy Carhart, and, strangely enough, Brad Pitt.
Whoa.
So there's a lot of people above them.
Whoa.
Six of them. Right? And
we need the full title.
What do you think the... Yeah, what do you think the full title...
Use the title in a sentence, please.
I feel
and
so good.
And tell us the origin of the title.
From 1991?
Mm-hmm. What do you think it is? Don't help out people in the audience that possibly got too high and then had some cocktails.
You got this.
Because stoners generally don't yell
out. I don't know. Thelma Louise is the first one I know.
The first one what?
The first Brad Pitt movie that I really know. So
well, is that your guess?
What, is it about a movie producer?
You have to guess the title of a movie.
Making speculation.
It's not like you're going to get it.
But just say the name of a movie.
I'm going to say Thelma and Louise because it's all I know.
Thelma and Louise is what you're saying?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Exactly.
All right.
Oh, I deserve
if
a cookie.
If you're in the Southampton.
I deserve a cookie. I deserve
get
a cookie.
Get a cookie from Tate's.
Tate's, thank you.
If you happen to be loaded with old money.
Don't really eat those. Don't eat those. Those are made by this 11-year-old kid. They're terrible.
Well, his parents are rich, Matt. Shut up.
But this is a lesson that we can this is a learning experience right now.
I love these cookies so much.
Because, Morgan, try not to make jokes about a movie title that might, in fact, be the answer.
Yeah, I didn't like that. Later. I didn't like that.
Listen, Morgan, I think you're drunk and you should leave. I'm sorry.
I think Eddie should get half a point.
I've had two drinks. I'm very stupid. People
all right,
know that
stupid.
About me.
You're on the board.
Okay, thank you.
Wow.
You're winning.
On the board.
You're winning this thing, dummy. Said with love. So let's start with. We want to go the other way, so let's start with Rory and go to Jay. Correct. Rory, would you like...
Hit me!
Fun mic play.
Wow. No, I just saw the...
You're like in Cocktail, but with microphones instead of poetry.
I saw the Drames Brown trailer. I'm ready. I said Drames Brown.
Yeah.
That's a different movie than
what was the name of the movie?
Drames Brown, more drames than drums. It's
what dreams may come.
What dreams may come with Drames Brown?
What's the real name of the movie? I Feel Good.
No, that's what I'm joking around with him because I bet you neither of us can remember what it was called.
It was a trailer.
We just know it was about James Brown.
It looks good. It does look.
Oh, that's what it's called. I Look Good.
What's it called? Get on up.
Hot tub.
It's not called Hot Tub.
Hot Tub. It's called Hot Tub, and everyone missed it.
Hot Tub.
Hot Tub!
You get to pick a category, Rory.
Thank you.
Turn over a new leaf. That's movies with Joaquin Phoenix when he was called Leaf Phoenix.
Mm. no one's excited about
at that. Mad Flax 2. They've heard it so many times. At Mad Flax 2 suggested train, fight, win. And that's a movie that has action on top of a train. And A. Sprouse 25 suggested Billy the Kid. And that's movies with Billy Crystal, a goat, or both.
I'll do this second.
I love one that's so funny people laugh even when they've already heard it on the podcast before.
I'll do the second one, train fights.
Oh, good. Yeah, let's save the goat thing for a laugh on another show.
That's what I was thinking.
Get rid of the one that didn't get a laugh.
Go the distance with that bit.
Good call. This movie where people, some sort of action takes place on top of a train is from 1996, 2.5 stars from Leonard. He calls this movie slick. He also says that the star of this movie co-executive produced. And he says that a pretty well-known actor appears unbilled. Yeah. And
thanks, Leonard.
Yeah, he
don't
gives,
want to give it all away.
He gives the best clues.
Yeah. And, a well-known actor, ...
And he lists 8 names. How many names do you need, Rory?
8 names.
Good bet. Good bid.
And then he goes left.
Goes to you, Jay.
Oh, 7 names.
The order changes every time. It doesn't make any sense.
No, fuck it. I'll go 4 names.
Oh, he says, fuck it, 4 names. Yeah. What do you think of that, Matt Bronger? Fuck it, 4 names. What? Started with 7.
Like you almost forgot my name just now.
Matt Bronger.
Okay, so what year was it in?
Bronger is hard to say when you're drunk because you might throw up.
19...
Bronger.
Bronger.
Hey, Matt.
What year is a movie?
What's the category again?
All right. First of all, one at a time. Just like you did it. The year is 96, and the category is Jay doesn't remember.
Oh.
It's train, fight, win. So fight on a train, top of a train. Action on the top of a train.
4. You said 4. I'll do 3.
He says 4. Okay. Matt says 3.
Jesus Christ.
Eddie, okay. You can go lower or you can...
name that movie.
Yeah, you can ask him to name that movie.
Matty B. I'm going to go with...
I'll give you the names.
But that kind of confidence is really nice.
The one guy who didn't get high. Okay, here we go. I'm just dumb.
No, Rory did it just 2 days ago.
I'm on a pot diet. So, if I look stupid, it's because I'm just stupid.
It's the rushing in thing that goes against people sometimes. You know, like, anyway.
True love?
Is this where you
are
critique
you talking about
us?
True love?
I'm just saying, yeah, Rory probably shouldn't have got married. Matt,
Hey, don't, I agree.
You...
No, she's been the bane of my existence.
I got no excuse.
Is she like, Rory, I'd like some breakfast.
Yeah, and it's annoying. It's like, take that thing off. Breathe real air for once.
Stop. Stop doing curls. My God, your arms.
You're fucking ripped. Stop.
I don't have time to talk about this. I have to go buy a new coat at Burlington.
This is like the pilgrim who works out. That's your wife.
Babe, you're more than great coats. You're more than great coats.
Your 3 names.
Okay.
Who gets the 3 names?
Me.
Matt, okay.
Matt Barfy.
Your 3 names are Vanessa Redgrave.
Oh.
Nope.
Very distinguished actress. Kristen Scott Thomas.
Fake.
And, no yelling out, because this is going to give it the fuck away.
Aw, fuck.
Ving Rhames.
Oh. Is it Mission Impossible?
That's correct! I, of course, would have preferred Mission : Impossible, but I will accept.
What was the category? The category was, what's your favorite Mission Impossible movie?
Oh.
That's how I got it, Roar.
Ghost Protocol.
Yeah, no, he went deep. He went back to numero uno.
Number one.
Mission Impossible 1.
Exploding gum on the glass. Mm-hmm. That was a good one.
Mission colon impossible was the correct answer.
I forget, and I
but we gave
and
it to
I picked
him.
The category.
How am I doing so far?
You're doing
You're
great.
You're winning.
Great, Eddie.
Poorly, poorly.
Matt Bronger has 1 point. Morgan has 1 point. We're racing towards 2 points. So it could end at any time. And we're going to start with you, Jay, and then go to Rory.
Fuck. Okay, what's up?
Okay, first of all, this is... I'll just say it, but this, it's just coincidental.
Let me know.
Nonstop. And that's films that are set in India.
In India?
In India, yes.
Coincidental?
It's the next one. It's the next category.
That's coincidental?
This shit happens.
I will say this. Mm-hmm. Naan's some pretty good bread.
It's
but if you go to
bread.
A deli, you can't get a turkey on naan.
There's nothing against India or naan in this.
Yet.
It's just a pun.
Yet.
It's just a cute pun.
It's a great pun. I'll wait for the end.
At Jake Skywalker 33... because Jake Skywalker 1 through 32 were taken, suggested Fargo Fuck Yourself. And that's movies based on TV shows. Again, it's just a coincidence. Director of Dukes of Hazzard.
I don't want to hear the other topics.
There's just one more. And maybe, okay. maybe you're friends with him, so I don't know.
I'm choosing it.
Celebrating a birthday today, Zachary Quinto. Who has been in Quinto films. Four, actually. He's been in four films.
I am actually quite a good pal of Zachary Quinto's.
I could just tell.
I'm not. I've never met the guy. Why would you think I'd be friends with Zachary Quinto?
I don't know. You seem to me like you'd accept somebody with...
It just seems like you would have
pointy ears. I was going to say pointy ears.
Let me tell you this. I heard Zachary Quinto on the Howard Stern Show, and I thought he was excellent.
Excellent. I heard that too.
I haven't met him, but I hope
we all agree that he's great. He might win a Tony on Sunday.
For what show?
Glass Menagerie.
Bullshit.
Which is a show I quote every time somebody handling bags like throws my bag. I like, hey, my Glass Menagerie.
Oh, nice. Well done. If I were your baggage guy, I would chuckle at that.
Because most baggage guys love Tennessee Williams riffs.
Yeah.
T-dubs.
You're like Tennessee Williams. Nailed it.
Which one of those would you like to play or remember and
the
say
second
repeat
one.
To me?
Whatever the second one is.
Argo, fuck yourself.
Yeah,
this is movies that are based on TV shows.
Okay.
This one's from 2005. Leonard Maltin calls it a bomb.
Six.
He says, what are you saying?
Six names.
Okay, six names. We
Jesus
go
Christ.
To Rory.
Can I have any information first?
What? I didn't take any.
Yeah, I need it. I need information.
This generation
seems to be very intimate with the answer.
This generation of comics
is 53. I'm 53.
Oh, really? Oh, he's older than me then. Sorry, sir.
All
go
right.
ahead.
He says about this movie, kindly unfasten your seatbelts. Yeah, that's a strange thing to say.
I don't like putting this out there, but sometimes Leonard's a dick.
He also says
kindly
about this movie.
Your
he also says unrated version is 2 minutes naughtier, which I don't know how you can measure naughtiness by minutes.
I know what movie this is.
Do you?
Jay has a handle on it, but it's up to Rory.
Do you genuinely know what it is?
I, for the first time tonight, actually know what it is.
I believe you.
You should.
I believe you, and the fact that you're selling me on it, I feel like, is not a good psychological game. I believe you.
All right, Rory.
What year?
Is 2005.
Yikes!
Yeah.
No, I really know.
Yeah, you know.
Do you really know what it is?
I said it before.
I
said,
all right,
don't say anything, Jay.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
I do.
Jay knows what it is.
Ask him one more time.
I hope I do. I hope it's the same movie, Doug.
I do, too. -1.
No, here we go. It's Sorry about that, Jay.
He didn't even say it.
That passed you by. No, he's not supposed to say it yet because Morgan has the next turn, and Morgan has to decide if she's going to go
below
negative two or negative three, whatever, or if she's going to ask him to name it.
I don't actually know what it is.
In hopes that...
I don't know what it is.
Never known what it was.
These games make me feel so like a superior being. Because me and the audience, we all know what's going on. We're all just smiling.
I'm going to say...
He wants another one. I'll take another one. I got to keep up with my guess. Morgan, you're cut off.
Am I really cut off? Yes.
Really? No,
she's
I'm currently winning
the game.
I'm joking. Oh, yeah, she is
that'd
winning.
That'd be a good bit, though. I mean, that'd be... I feel like if I was... If I could really...
You're right. You're totally sober right now.
No, I'm just trying to be like... I feel like if I committed to it as my thing, then I could be like the alcoholic comedian.
I say go for it. But what's happening in this game right now?
What do I say? I say name that movie.
All right. So you get three names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rory gets three names, and they are...
Oh, what?
No, negative one. I get three names.
Fuck you, Roar. I do get three names.
No. I love that. I love how fast and angry and loud that reaction was.
You goddamn preening peacock.
In the mind of
your three names. Rory. Rory has to... All right. Well, Morgan's going to be playing the Washington Generals next week. Rory...
Based on what I've heard tonight, thinking that people have given
you need to name the movie and the top billed person.
Too many secrets.
Full title.
Yeah.
Is the movie Dukes of Hazzard? That's a real question.
I know.
Why did we all go silent? You have to say both.
You have to say the name of the movie and the lead person, and then I'll tell you if it's all correct.
If any of it's right.
Yeah.
Ooh, you fucking monster.
Oh, well, do you know the next part of
you
it?
You know the movie.
Wait, what do you mean do I know the next
movie
part?
Came
can
out
you
in
name the first billed person in the movie that you think it is?
Yeah.
Who is it?
I don't know, but I'm going to name a name and hope it's right.
Okay, here we go.
I know that it's down to two people.
Let me tell you something.
And I'm trying to...
Jay, do not help him.
I don't even know.
You have insider info.
I don't even know.
No, you are the Charlie Sheen of this Wall Street situation.
This is a 50-50 guess, sir.
Don't guess, Jay.
Where were these two guys in their career at that moment?
Don't help him.
That's what I'm trying to think.
Jay, why?
The answer is exactly that.
Jay, don't.
Isn't it fun?
He's giving me nothing.
Shut up, Jay.
He's giving me nothing.
It's a movie set in the South.
Somebody pass him a Jay to shut
him up. I don't
want to
get this wrong, but I'm going to say Sean William Scott. What I meant by that is Johnny Knoxville.
It's the Dukes of Hazzard and Johnny Knoxville.
Oh, that's what I thought I said. Yep, but, you know, judge it how you want, but I thought that's what I said.
And who challenged you on that? Morgan Murphy is our winner!
Oh my God.
The drunk one. Foster Brooks.
And beautiful timing, because the show's supposed to end around now. So that could have gone on forever. But yeah, pass down your shitheads,
so
everybody. We know yours, Jay.
All right. Well. Doug, the fourth time I'm on the show, I'm going to get it right.
You're going to so nail that shit. Morgan, you won, so we don't need yours. I'll just take the shithead
part. I get to keep this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You get to keep it.
I think it's yours forever.
What's happening now, Rory? Use your microphone voice.
What's up?
What's happening right now? Why do you have
nothing at all. That guy said, sign it. You're a shitty contender.
Oh, you want Rory to be your shithead? No? What?
He wanted Rory's signature.
Oh, he wanted your signature. Yeah. Oh, that's.
I'm not going to lie to you when I say that will get you exactly zero places and zero money and zero all things. But I'm glad you have it. Gets me nowhere. I sign everything I own and no one gives a shit.
Not even when you've lost it?
Yeah, even when I lost it,
You lost your sunglasses on the train the other day. How long have you been off weed?
3 months.
Yeah. See what happens to you guys?
I like that only two people booed. Doug really thought this whole place would become a ruckus.
I thought you would go fucking nuts. But sometimes it's more of a podcast crowd than a podcast
I have
crowd.
Lung cancer. I have lung cancer. Is it funny now?
Nah.
Now is it funny?
Nobody with lung cancer yells that loud.
I have lung cancer. I have lung cancer. I have lung cancer.
Nice.
Eddie Pepitone, have you ever had lung cancer?
Lug cancer?
Lug yeah. cancer.
Have you ever had yes, cancer I, of the lug?
I went through a period of swallowing lug nuts. Yes, I did. When I was working for an auto mechanic who would just dare me all day. Swallow it, swallow it. And I could go on with this. It's a great bit.
I didn't believe you
I could tie it into Godzilla.
Job qualifications must accept dares. That'd be fun. I feel like that deserved more.
It did.
It's all right.
We got an unusual array of shitheads. But who was Morgan playing for that can come collect their prizes?
Rob.
There you go.
Dan Mintz. Dan Mintz.
Can I really keep this? That's very exciting
oh,
for me.
Oh, she gets you know, to keep the ball?
A bit of a lesbian, so I enjoy...
You're going to fly with that?
A bit of one?
A bit of one.
Yeah, she's a part-time lesbian. Ask her if she'll fuck you.
I do very well with lesbians. It's what I'm known for early in my career, yeah.
I was a big...
How many downloads does this get?
Hoopster in the day. I hooped.
You did?
Yeah, I played a lot of basketball in my day. A lot of learned a lot of tricks.
Show us one of the
okay,
tricks.
Okay, let's see one.
Let's see a trick.
No, but I used to watch commercials, like Gatorade commercials, and try to learn the moves from Gatorade commercials. I was very had a lot of issues.
We all know that that's not a regular basketball, right?
No,
it better not be basketball. Palming. Give us something.
I can palm a men's basketball, which is.
Oh, Rory just did impressive. Something very impressive.
Gotta wait till he finishes.
He spent a lot of time at Dave and Buster's.
I can do like a...
I'm sorry, I meant Chuck E. Cheese.
He wants another crack, you know.
I want a third crack.
Oh, what the fuck is happening?
Rob, is this a regulation ball?
Wait a minute. Is that Morgan Murphy or Sweet Lou Dunbar?
I love the basketball name on her socks.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. That's
yes.
it.
Yeah.
That's it. You are a winner.
I'm really happy about that.
That was called the Rachel Maddow.
That was called a never asked to prom. Is what that was called.
Never what?
Oh, I'd
never
love that if you did that in the parking lot at prom. That's probably why we're friends. What are your plugs, Morgan?
I got a special on Netflix. It's called Irish Goodbye. And it's on iTunes in CD form. And I'll be recording a special at 2 a.m. tomorrow in Brooklyn after Bronger and Pepitone.
Awesome. Eddie, what do you got to plug, buddy?
Laughing Skull, June 19th through 22nd, and Edinburgh Fringe Festival this August.
Oh, I went there. I almost killed myself. It's true.
I love it when he finds something he wants, that crazy bird.
Matt, tell everybody again how they can come see you tomorrow night and Wednesday night. I'm not podcast. Kidding. I want people to come.
Okay,
no,
well,
this audience here
those,
in front of us.
Those folks here, go to blacklistnyc.com/MattB, and you can just get free tickets for tomorrow or Wednesday night.
It's yeah, and we're going to post this tomorrow. So
okay, yeah. yeah. So
and mine is
come.
$10, so you make the call on that.
You know?
And I'll be tomorrow night at a 98.7. I think that's a show that you can't get tickets to. Go ahead, Rory.
You should host one of these things, Morgan. That was sweet skills. Yeah.
Sweet
no?
gag.
Rory, go.
I enjoyed it. I'm going to go quickly. Like if you listen to the podcast I said the other day, but all my dates are at roryscoville.com, but I'm also raising money for one of my buddies who's getting cancer therapy. So if you go to my Twitter account, there is a link where you can donate just like $1 and then tell other people. I know most of you will not do it. You don't give a shit. You don't know who he is. It means a lot to me. So if you just want to be like, hey, I'm going to donate to this one thing, go to this link,
give a dollar and fucking help a dude going through
it's
cancer
me.
Fucking therapy. It fucking, it means a lot to me. This guy means a lot to me. And it
Thank
fucking,
you.
It's a big deal. So
Thank
please
you.
Do it and tell other people about it.
First of all, let
but
me...
But more importantly, go to my website and look at my dates.
I was trying to beat you to that joke.
I know. I knew you were, so I was like, I better get in there.
But Jay, can you work up some sort of emotional speech about yeah, something that's
yeah,
going on?
Yeah. I just want to build on what Rory said.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. My my commercial plug is going to land a lot harder now. But thank you. And by the way, I will donate a dollar to your pal.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Shoot me that link, Roar. I'll post it.
I'll send you the link, Doug.
I'm going to do it as soon as I get on the internet.
Yeah. We're kidding, but we will. Full butt.
Can I just give you a dollar, Rory?
Give it to me. I'll give it to
him. Okay, me a good, dollar.
I'll give it to you, pal. It's going to be two now. From
I'm
going to
donate a dollar to your friend, and then I'm going to go buy a pair of $350 shoes.
Give me the dollar. I'll give it to him.
Either way, I'll take that. I'll take that.
The person who gives the most to this cause is the best person. Good luck,
right
everybody.
Now, we're at 500, good
luck,
so good
everybody.
Luck beating that.
Yeah. Please beat it.
But do beat that.
Thank
I'm
you.
Not joking. If someone here tonight doesn't
give,
beat it.
I will give $100 to your friend. I really will do that.
And who can match that? 100. Here we go. We got the show. Now,
all right,
the
I'll give 100
has started. Who's got 1,000? Do I see 1,000?
Holy
cowards.
Shit. We went to Douglas Movies at Irving Plaza. We didn't know that it was a telethon.
A last second telethon.
And that we would be there all night. And
all right, try to beat 1,000. Ladies and gentlemen, Edwin McCain.
We all walked out with...
We moved this
we
curtain.
We all walked out with no money and no... We were mostly naked.
We moved this curtain. It's nothing but celebrities at telephones.
Oh, my God.
Is that Eric Stone Street? What's he doing here?
Eric Stoltz.
Wow. All those Erics. Why weren't they on the actual podcast?
Charlie Sheen was back there the
why
whole
was
time
Doug
giggling.
Holding
yelling
back?
Out movies he'd been in.
Eric Von Stroheim?
Charlie yelled Platoon. Not that guy. No, but seriously, we've had a lot of fun tonight, and I want
no Douglas Movies in Los Angeles this week. The next one is going to be in Bloomington, Indiana, at the Comedy Attic. My mom calls it Bloomies.
I love that club.
On it's Sunday, June 8th yeah. at 4:20. Thank you to all of my
Thank
guests.
You.
Thank you to everybody. We're filling up the Irving Plaza. We're going to move back to the smaller Gramercy on June 30th, but hopefully anyone who wants to can come back. Let's hear it for Matt Bronger, Eddie Pepitone, Morgan Murphy, Rory Scovel, Jay Chandrasekhar. As always, what time is it? Is it shithead? These are some confusing shitheads, you guys. Dennis Potvin is a shithead. Let's go, Rangers. Yeah, see, I knew that get a mixed reaction. The group, the USA men's soccer team, is in for the World Cup is a shithead. Oh, maybe I should have finished with that one. I'll say this other one, then I'll finish with that one, and I hope you guys have my back. People who wait until the end of the show to write their shitheads are a shithead. Oh, that was good enough. Play the theme song.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess made.